If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly.
I am so glad you're with us this hour. Just a reminder, go to sabrams.com and go click around on all the good things that are there, including clicking over to travelers411.com, where you'll find the show's podcast, 52 weeks. Archive forever. Just scroll down the homepage of sabrams.com. You'll find generally the last 2.5 to 3 months of shows we feature on the homepage at sabrams.com. And I want to remind you that we are airing coast to coast to about 40 million households on Biz TV. And you want to check your local listings. We are on at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and count backwards across the nation to the time zone you're in. So if you're out there in Los Angeles, you're going to be watching us at 2 in the afternoon. And on Sundays, weekly. And so I hope you join us. Also, go to sabrams.com. When you get there, click on blog or put /blog. It'll take you to my blog and just find the updates. The show is now called, because we had a name change in the midst of production, the show is now called Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. And you will find the list of the current TV affiliates who are broadcasting on Sunday afternoons. Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. So go check it out and let me hear from you. If there's a place you'd love us to talk about, is there a place you'd like to know more about, let us know. You know, I've been greatly concerned that we saw so much wind bashing by hurricanes hitting Florida, and news bashing of Florida in general, that gave a lot of people the impression that the U.S. East Coast kind of ends at the Georgia state line and Florida's kind of gone and probably not going to be seen again. But that's not the fact. I don't know what it is about news services that feel the need to be there, often exaggerating all the negativity beyond what is real, and they disappear to go on to the next story somewhere else about something else and never come back and let you know how are those people doing. Are they recovering or what? We had on a guest some time back in the fall, I guess it was really in the summer, Brad Weiser, and I had such a good time chatting with him. And I know when I have a good time chatting with somebody, I know you're enjoying it too, because how could you not? And he had just opened this award-winning paradise. They won awards before they even opened their doors. And listen, when you get an award from Architectural Digest, you're talking serious. Have you ever read that magazine? It is top drawer. Top drawer. They are very sleek and slick and sophisticated And the way their stories are done and the way they report and their photography and the quality of their laminated paper in the magazine. I mean, it's just a delight to hold the magazine in your hand. But they're always showing you creative, imaginative, wonderful places where the architecture is inspirational and in keeping with whatever the purpose of the building that they're showing you. So if it's a home, I mean, it might even be a hospital. You know, there's a hospital in Galway in Ireland called the Galway Clinic. Go look it up online. The place looks like a resort in the Caribbean. I mean, so there are various kinds of buildings where the beauty of the design and its functionality are at the highest levels. And apparently, the Perry Hotel in Key West falls into that category because they hadn't even opened their doors and they were already listed as one of the top architectural design build-outs of 2017. Can you imagine? Somebody did a good job getting their attention. I wouldn't be surprised if it was their architect who was so proud of what he did or she did or they did that, you know, they kind of knocked on their door and said, you need to look at this. And so no sooner were they up and running and overflowing with features and benefits for the visitor than Florida got hit with hurricanes and all we heard was goodbye Key West and the Florida Keys. So, early on, I spoke with Brad Weiser, the principal of Hostmark Hospitality and the managing partner of the Perry. And I found out that, you know, they had some wind damage to shrubbery and landscaping and the occasional this or that. But they got lucky and it wasn't so terrible. Everything was good. And I have been working since then to try to get him back on the air with me. And given his responsibilities as a principal at Hostmark Hospitality and the managing partner of the Perry, the man's got a lot on his plate. So I can't tell you how grateful I am that he makes time for us at all. But I know he knows that you're his target. You're the people he wants to come and visit his hotel. And we've got him on the line. And we're going to talk with him about the Perry Hotel right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
On the line with me from Florida is Brad Weiser, the principal at Hostmark Hospitality and the managing partner of the brand new Perry Hotel. Exactly where is the Perry located, Brad?
We are in Key West, Florida, in a part of Key West that's called Stock Island. It's one of the seven islands that makes up the city of Key West in that area. We're about 4 miles from downtown, Key West. And we sit on the beautiful marina called the Stock Island Marina, 220 slip, state-of-the-art marina that's just spectacular.
Well, you know, one of the things I want to do, I'm hoping to actually get down and see your place because I have been enamored and smitten with the whole idea of what it has and what it offers and where it is and what the setting is since we spoke last year. But until I can get there, we're going to work out doing a Skype interview with you on Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams so we can kind of get the feel of, you know, eat our heart out because where you're sitting. And, of course, we're in the glorious Northeast and, you know, in February in the glorious Northeast. This is a good time to be planning to be somewhere else. And why not the Perry?
Exactly. Yes. No. It's been. We've had a spectacular, spectacular winter as well so far. So, actually, it was actually an evening where I felt like I needed to put long sleeves on, keep my shorts on, and put long sleeves on. So, but other than that, it's been 85 and just perfect.
What, do you work for the Chamber of Commerce or what? who sent for you? Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. And the first question I want an answer to was, I want you to walk us through the pendulum of that swings going from the utter joy of finally getting everything done and the property open for visitors and being on a roll to having the sweep of hurricanes come through and deliver a lot of bad press and some aggravation at the same time, and then getting that back all on track again. We're talking with Brad Weiser, the principal at Hostmark Hospitality and the managing partner of the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Brad Weiser, the principal of Hostmark Hospitality, the managing partner of the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida, on Stock Island, one of the seven islands that makes up Key West. And if you haven't been to Key West, you really are missing something, people. It is this kind of inspirationally trendy, chic, super relaxed. It's a come as you are party. You know, it's, you know, whatever you're wearing, it's the right thing to be wearing. You don't have to worry when you get up at the beginning of the day, should I wear this? Should I wear that? Wear what makes you happy and just keep rolling. So, my question to you before we went into the last commercial break, Brad, was you had to go. The only thing I can compare it to is I was on a cruise ship with a group of people that I was in charge of. I was second in command of a $1.5 billion travel company, and we were having a meeting on a cruise ship. And it was a joyous occasion, and the significant other of one of the business people that was invited on this trip passed away on the ship the first night. And I was running like the swinging pendulum between the captain's formal night, whatever, first night at sea, and the infirmary and dealing with the sadness of what was going on. And I'm back and forth, up and down the stairway. It was a nightmare. And that's what comes to mind when I think of what you have to go through to build out and open up an award-winning hotel. And then find that you got consternation going on with weather that's going to have effect on the property, and it's going to have effect on bookings and marketing the property and the destination and the emotional turbulence of going from the very happy thing to the not so happy thing. So talk to me about that.
That's a great question, questions, because there's a lot in there. One of the things I feel obligated in to say is I've got to tell you how appreciative I am that you reached out to us almost immediately. I mean, you were one of the first people to reach out to us just to see how we were doing, and I can't thank you enough for that, sincere concern and very appreciative of that.
How could I not? I worried about you. I really worried about you. I mean, the interview I did with you was so wonderful in terms of your sharing the features and benefits of this property. I mean, you have created a haven for anybody who needs a getaway in an inspirational place where you're going to find beach and palm tree and relaxation, which you find in so many places. But you put so much thought and so many special features into the Perry Hotel that you made this amazing impression on me. And when I heard this is coming to the Florida Keys, you were the only thing on my mind.
Yeah, that's very sweet of you, and I do appreciate that. It was, you know, I think part of what helps is that the fact that I've lived down in South Florida for almost 50 years, 49 years now, so it's not the first time that we've had to go through this. And even though it all seems to happen very quickly, obviously we were, go back to 2.5 years of getting things done and then starting construction and being under construction for a year, getting open, the excitement of all of that, but then knowing that you're going into hurricane season, and it's been many, many, many years since over 10 years since, 12 years since the Keys were hit by a storm. So, you're obviously attentive to that, but, and then once the storm starts approaching, although it part of it seemed like a long time, it all happens very quickly. And because the storm kept moving, there was obviously great, great concern that the Key West was going to take a direct hit. And, you know, we feel very fortunate that, Key West was really, ultimately, when you look back on it now, was pretty much spared from the storm. We were on what was called the clean side, and we got very lucky.
Wow.
Being lucky means we had, you know, somewhere close to a little bit over 100 mile an hour winds, but again, we did not take the direct brunt of the storm. Your first and foremost is adhering to the calls of the government to evacuate and make sure that your team members are safe. One of the other good things for a property like us is the building codes today are so much better, and being a new hotel, we with a great contractor, we really built a phenomenal property that ended up literally the only real damage our property sustained at all was landscape damage just due to some of the winds. We were extremely lucky and were able to be back and open and operating within 5 or 6 days after the storm. That being said, obviously, then there's all the other things that go along with that. Do you have employees and people back into the marketplace, and those kinds of things? So we really did a lot in those early days of, believe it or not, we are still housing displaced residents from other parts of the Keys, but we did a lot of housing people that got sustained serious damage to their homes or where they were living, and we were able to get our kitchen going, so we were providing meals for people that needed food, and ultimately, we were able to get our hotel open very, very quickly. And again, like I said, it happened so quickly that and maybe, again, part of that's just being down in South Florida for so long, you don't have much of a choice other than to deal with what's being served you and make it happen. And we had our team just did a phenomenal job.
A quick question in half a minute, and then we're going to take a break. And literally, I got half a minute for the answer to this question. You got about 1 million windows there. Did you have to board them all up?
No, because under the current codes today, we have what's called impact glass. So the glass windows in the hotel are constructed to sustain Category 5 level winds.
Wow.
And so, yep, you don't have to do any of that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm loving this story. This is a wonderful story. It doesn't feel like anything you saw on TV about what went on in Key West. Marvelous. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Talking with Brad Weiser at the Perry Hotel in Key West.
Tears were starting. Goodbye to 10 tender nights beside the silver.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours.
Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We are so lucky to have on the line with us Brad Weiser, who is the principal at a principal at Hostmark Hospitality, which we have to find out more about, and the managing partner of the Perry Hotel in Key West, which I am so thrilled managed to escape the kind of damage you saw happening all over Florida and was presented as Florida is like the novel Gone with the Wind. And I was so worried about the Perry and Brad Weiser, because we had just a couple of months before done an interview with him. And, you know, the passion that you exuded related to what went on to build this hotel that came out of the box, brand new, already designated as an architectural award-winning building by Architectural Digest. What was the award you got?
Well, they picked their top 12 best new hotels for 2017, and we were one of the 12.
That's incredible.
We just received another award. The Boutique Design Magazine held their 37th annual, what they call their Gold Key Awards, and we were selected as the best new upscale lobby design and won the Gold Key Award for that.
What makes your lobby special?
Well, I think when you first open the doors, come in the front door, we have about a 22-foot tall ceiling, and when you're looking through the front doors out the back doors, it's a full glass, floor-to-ceiling glass, which you're staring out at our pool deck and then out into the marina. So it's a pretty spectacular, dramatic view. And then we've done... with the design of the combination of the industrial feel with some of the concrete walls, but then inlaid teak wood floors, and of course the signature 22-foot tall wall of boat propellers, really is very dramatic.
Wow. Now with this hurricane thing, did you have any water rise and come in?
No, again, we were very lucky. Key West was lucky. It stayed, stayed below the seawall. It did not breach the seawall, so we had no water even come up close to the hotel entrances.
Yeah, because I was already imagining these teak floors, and, you know, even teak does funny things when it's in the water too long, even though it tends to be a water-resistant story when it's properly, taken care of and... you know, urethaned or varnished or whatever it is they do with it, because it's kind of a sturdy thing. But when you were on last, I guess the things that registered and resonated with me the strongest were that you are not just pet friendly, you are pet welcoming. and that you went beyond the, you know, let's pet your doggy on the head and tell you it's okay, but that you also created a dog park so that people could bring their dogs and, you know, really exercise and feel like they were at home in their own yard. What prompted you to do that? Are you a dog lover?
I'm a dog lover, and my wife's even a bigger dog lover, so she's very active in dog rescuing and so on. So, yes, we're very active, as well as being, it's interesting, being a part of this marina with our partner there. You know, there's so many, we can handle ships that are up to 300 feet.
Wow.
So there's so many boats that come in, and whether they spend a week or however long they spend, they come in with their pets and so on. So not only is it great for them, but it's also great for the hotel guests. And, you know, so many of our guests, whether certainly the ones from Florida that drive in, but even people these days that are flying in with their dogs, it's just, it's great, one, to be able to bring them to the hotel without any kind of weight restrictions or anything like that, as well as then being able to walk them outside the door and let them, you know, go exercise in the dog park.
Yeah, I always advise my listening audience, that portion who travel with their pets, if you're traveling, because cats are easier, and a lot of people just sneak their cats in because the cat is in a little carrier, they throw their raincoat or something over their arm, nobody even notices, and they get away with murder. Whereas it's tougher when you've got a four-footed fluffy thing that's a dog. And I always tell people, if the hotel tells you there's a restriction in terms of weight, you tell them the dog is only 12 pounds, the rest is all hair. So, what kind of dog do you have?
We have three dogs right now. We have a Dalmatian, about 45-pound Dalmatian. We have a 90-pound Lab and a 35-pound miniature Australian Shepherd, and they're all three rescues.
Oh, wow. And do they break a vacuum cleaner a week or what? just the Lab, huh?
Yeah, well, they all do. So.
I got to tell you, I loved you before. I'm really crazy about you now. So how big is your dog park?
Good question. We have a small and big section together there. Oh, God, I guess I might have to guess now. It's not huge, but you can't hold me to this. Probably 100 feet by 80, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a little bigger.
Oh, that's more than just decent.
Yeah.
That's more than just decent. Now, how many actual guest rooms are there, sleeping facilities are there in the property?
We have 100 rooms.
And
easy math.
And I'm going to imagine that some of them sleep more than two people?
They do. We have 18 what we call studio suites, which are still one rooms, but they have king beds and then fold-out queen sofa beds. Then we have three big suites, which can sleep certainly more than two people. And then even our regular, we have double queen rooms. So a fair amount of them do. And then, you know, part of the thing with one of the things that's been kind of great with the hurricane and being able to help out with some of the folks from the, a little bit further up that's sustained is that we've been able to, we have a fair amount of families and we've had a great amount of pets in the hotel for the last couple of months, which has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, because you're a dog man, so yeah, that works. Do you ever drive from Miami to Key West?
Almost every week.
Oh, wow. See, I was expecting you to tell me that you jump into some little plane and, you know, you do it in 20 minutes or something. Well, how long does it take? Well, to do the drive at, you know, a good enough speed that it doesn't take you forever, but leisurely enough that you can enjoy the experience of driving from Miami to Key West. How much time should you allot yourself?
No, it's 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's no big deal.
No, I mean, unless you obviously, if there was some reason that it's traffic, but again, I'm doing it every week, and it's 3 hours and 15 minutes. Pretty simple.
Wow. All right,
beautiful if you're going when the sun's out.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't want to do it at night, I don't think. Do most people do it in the daytime, take the drive in the daytime?
Most people do. Yeah. And it really, I mean, if you haven't done it, it's a spectacular drive. You're literally, good part of that, I would say 2 hours of that, if not more, is with water on both sides of you. Water views on both sides of you.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, my first question is, have you ever taken the drive on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel? And is that bridge portion of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel comparable at all to the experience of driving from Miami to Key West? So keep that thought in mind. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here talking with Brad Weiser about the new Hotel Perry in Key West. We got to all go and see this place, people. We'll be right back. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Brad Weiser, principal at Hostmark Hospitality, managing partner of the Perry Hotel in Key West, a brand new resort property that it's spectacular, people. I haven't been there, and I am smitten with the place, so I can't imagine how I'm going to feel once I've actually seen it, and I hope before the end of 2018 we can figure out how we're going to make that happen, because this is a place that is worth our attention, your attention, and sounds like the kind of place that truly fits my mission, which is to introduce you to places and destinations and attractions within those destinations that I believe if you go there, you will come home enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you're a better person because of the experience you just had. And the more I hear about this place, the more I'm convinced I'm right, even though I haven't been there yet. So, have you been, Brad, on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel?
I have been. It's been a while, but I have been, yes.
I love that thing. You know, you drive across the Chesapeake Bay, which feels like it's never going to end, and somewhere in the middle, there's a place to pull off and park on the bridge and get out. And, you know, there's a gift shop. And they sell seashells. So if you want to buy seashells, I usually buy my seashells there. That's why I mentioned. And you can get yourself a sandwich or a burger or a coffee or whatever. Use the lavatory, you know, relax, get back in your car, continue driving on the bridge. Is that at all like the experience of driving the, what do they call that road that links the Keys together?
We call it the Overseas Highway, is one name. It's probably the, and then people call it US 1. So those are the two names that it really goes by.
That's the challenge.
I'm going to forget the number off the top of my head. They're different, but, you know, so during that drive, you go over, I'm going to forget now, if it's 34 bridges.
Wow.
The longest bridge is the bridge between Marathon and the next key down. It's the famous 7 Mile Bridge, so it is 7 miles of being over the water and, really spectacular. So you know, because of the old, what was the old railroad bridge, the Flagler Railroad Bridge runs now next to the 7 Mile Bridge, which they're actually the old railroad bridge they're doing some restoration work to. You can actually walk on that bridge a good part of the way, or halfway and then halfway back. It doesn't connect all the way through because it was too low, so boats couldn't get underneath it. It's really a spectacular place to go see what's going on. The great part about the Florida Keys water, though, is it's crystal clear, so you can literally be driving and you'll see stingrays jump, or occasionally you'll see a porpoise, and you can really see the life of the water. There's a lot of people snorkeling and scuba diving and fishing, and you really see the activity of the water throughout the whole drive.
You know, it seems to me last summer I interviewed somebody who's a DJ for some underwater music festival thing done in your region. I have to go back and dig that out. Go check around, people. It's archived at sabrams.com and podcast. It would still be a podcast because it's less than a year since we had that conversation. Now, I've mentioned about 10 times that you're a principal at Hostmark Hospitality. Maybe you ought to explain what that is to our audience.
Great, thank you. Yeah, now, Hostmark is a 52-year-old hotel management company. We're based in Schaumburg, Illinois, in Chicago. Family-owned and operated for the last 52 years. We have hotels around the United States, and we've had some outside of the United States over the years. So we manage hotels from California to New Jersey, down to South Florida, Texas, and throughout the whole United States.
I bet, though, none of them are as spectacular as the Perry. Am I wrong?
Well, they're all spectacular, but I may be a little bit biased. So.
Why did I know that? But let me ask you a question. With this family business, clearly you guys know what you're doing because the longevity in the history alone would indicate, given that, I don't know, a business that isn't competitive, and certainly when you get into hotel management and whatnot, that certainly is a competitive business. At what point did you say, we need to build this spectacular place in Key West that we're going to call the Perry? Where did that come from?
Well, there's three or four of us in the company that spend our time doing development work that are constantly out looking for hotel business opportunities, whether they be land acquisitions to buying existing operating hotels, we've done some, closed office buildings that we've retrofitted into hotels. So we are constantly out looking for opportunities, again, around the United States and beyond that. Having been in South Florida for as long as I have, there's a real passion. We've been in, myself, my family, Hostmark as well, have been in Key West as operators before, so we are always looking. We love the marketplace. We really felt that this location was a great opportunity to build something that would be very appealing to the Key West traveler, but also something that would stand out in being different than anything else that people in Key West have seen.
Have a look, people. There are wonderful dining options. The building itself is glorious. Clearly, it's won awards. There is a marina that will hold a couple of hundred boats, as big as 300 feet, you're telling me. I'm just thrilled we had a chance to talk again. I am so happy that, you've been running. Everything is glorious, and that the hurricanes didn't lambaste Key West the way it was presented to us in all the newscasts. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.